good afternoon. My name is Jennifer Amiot, and I'm a hearings officer. It's December 18th at approximately 4:03 p.m. This is case number 1180274 involving the tow of a vehicle. The appellant, Rebecca Teichman. Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry, I'll try to remember to say that correctly, is present. Thank you for being here today. It looks like we have a representative from the Parking Enforcement Office as well. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
My name's Officer Trevor Skidmore, TrevorSkidmore.
Great, thank you. And what is your title?
Parking Enforcement Officer.
Great, thank you. We've got a few administrative items to take care of before we get to your testimony. First, you should have received a packet in the mail. Is that the best address for us to use for you moving forward? Okay. You'll receive a copy of my decision in the mail within about the next 2 weeks, so keep an eye out for it.
Okay.
Did you also receive a statement of rights in the packet?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions about your rights?
No.
Okay. I would like to let you know that this hearing is being recorded. The usual practice is for the recording to be posted online. The benefit of that is that you can listen to it if you want to. The drawback is that other people could potentially find it and listen to it, and some people don't want that privacy invasion. So I want to give you the opportunity to opt out if you don't want the recording posted.
No, it's okay.
Okay. We will post the hearing online then, and it should be up in the next few days.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing this additional exhibit. I've already got exhibits 1 through 14, and this new one will be exhibit 15. In the packet that you picked up from the window, there should have been exhibits that the city provided, exhibits 7 through 11. Did you see anything in that packet that doesn't relate to your vehicle? That maybe.
Nope.
Okay, great. So I'm going to admit all of these exhibits into the record, and that means that I can rely on them when I make my decision. Did you bring any additional exhibits?
No.
No? Okay, great. 15, yes, I'm sorry, 1 through 15 will be admitted into the record. I just want to explain a little bit about how this hearing works. This is an administrative hearing, and I'm a hearings officer. It's not a courtroom, and I'm not a judge. We're much less formal than a courtroom. My job is to be a neutral decision maker, so I'm going to look at the evidence provided by the city and the evidence you provide, and my job is to determine whether the person who ordered the tow of your vehicle followed all of the relevant laws and rules. If the evidence shows that they did follow all of the relevant laws and rules, I'm required to find that the tow was valid, even if the tow wasn't fair, or I disagree with the laws and rules, or the appellant can't afford to pay for the tow and storage fees. I don't have any discretion to find that the tow was invalid based on any of those reasons. That said, if I find that the person who ordered the tow didn't follow all of the relevant laws, I can find that the tow was invalid, and the tow and storage fees can be reimbursed to you. This process is separate from the citation that I believe you were also issued. So if you want to appeal the citation, you can do that separately to the Multnomah County Circuit Court. They're two separate processes. Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay, great. Could you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide will be the truth?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Could you please tell me why you believe that the person who ordered the tow of your vehicle didn't follow the relevant laws and rules?
I didn't have any notice before I went on vacation. I left on December 2nd and came back on the, 13th, Monday through Monday. Or I guess the 10th, whatever that Monday, second Monday is.
I think maybe it says the 3rd in your statement.
The 3rd to the 10th, yeah. I hadn't received any information that this was going to happen. I contacted the Portland Leaf Day, and that's, Exhibit 15, that they did not have my address to send the mailer to. So I didn't know before leaving that I wouldn't be able to leave my car there. And then also, by the time the sign was posted, I was already gone. So I couldn't have moved it.
I think if I'll read this email to you if you'd like to hear it, just because you don't have a copy of this exhibit. She just presented it today.
Okay.
Would you like to hear it
before
you testify? Okay. It looks like this is an email from the appellant looks like initially to the city of Portland and then a response from Portland Leaf Day at portlandoregon.gov. It says, Becky, you are correct. I verified that your address is in our Sullivan's Gulch Ticket and Tow District, Northeast 14. However, when I looked for your address in the list of addresses that were sent mailers, I did not find it. I'll make sure our GIS team is aware of this issue moving forward. My apologies for our not notifying you by mail of the service date. Kind regards, Cora. So, could you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide will be the truth?
Yes.
Okay, great. Could you please tell us why you believe the tow of the vehicle was valid?
On the day that it was towed, on December 7th, by city law, we need to put barricades up to notify vehicles 24 hours in advance, especially for sweeps, being important to clean up the streets, to keep the drains clean for the winter, raining season. Came across the car around 8:13 a.m., about 45 minutes after starting the sweeps. I did it and had it towed.
Okay. All right, so it looks like based on the citation, the no parking sign was verified on December 5th.
And yes, she was at 1:26 p.m.
At 1:26 p.m., and she was towed on December 7th at approximately between 8 and
8:15.
10 a.m. Okay. Great. So I'd like to read you a little or explain a little bit about the City of Portland's laws related to the tows of vehicles. Portland City Code 16.30.210 explains when a vehicle may be towed. And it states a vehicle may be towed and held at the expense of the owner from any public right-of-way when the vehicle is parked in violation of a temporary or permanent parking restriction. And then that section goes on to say in subsection D, temporary parking restrictions may be enforced by tow 24 hours after placement in a non-metered area. It looks like where you were parked was not a non-meter area. So based on the Portland City Code, as long as this no parking barricade was up 24 hours before your tow, the city could validly tow it. The only notice is placement of the barricade within 24 hours or more than 24 hours before the tow. Looks like in this case the city did provide some additional exhibits about their efforts to notify community members about the tow dates, including Exhibit 13. I guess that's it, Exhibit 13. Providing this notice isn't something that's required in the code. I don't see any code requirements that the city provide additional notice by mail or otherwise. It's just the 24-hour sign posting requirement.
So how would, in the future, would I know before leaving on vacation?
That's a good question. There's another provision of the Portland City Code code section 16.20.170 that prohibits storing a vehicle on the city streets for longer than 24 hours. The code technically requires a vehicle to be moved every 24 hours when it's parked on the city street. So I think that provision is meant to be read in tandem with the 24-hour notice provision. If you're checking or moving your vehicle every 24 hours, you'll see any temporary no parking signs that go up.
So where should I park my car in the future?
That's a good question. I'm not a parking enforcement officer. I'm a hearings officer. I'm here to figure out whether the person who ordered the tow of your vehicle followed all the relevant laws and rules.
Yeah, I understand. It just seems like there should be a place to put your car if you can't leave it on your street when you are always able to leave your car.
Yeah. Do you have any suggestions about safe zones for parking during the sweep season?
I explained a little bit more than just the sweep seasons. You know, if they're on vacation in the summer, there's times temporary barricades go up. One suggestion I did give was to trust a friend with a key to watch on the street, because, you know, construction or, you know, someone moving could reserve that spot. You know, another one, it would be if you have a friend to park your car at, just to, you know, while you're gone. I mean, I know there's not much parking elsewhere, but that could happen anywhere in the city. Someone could reserve that spot, mm-hmm. So there's nowhere really safe. Dag, say, okay, move it up 3 blocks, you'll be all right. There's no telling if road construction would start or, you know, say a pipe burst, mm-hmm. You know. So there's a lot of different scenarios that could come upon that. Mm-hmm.
So there's no really good place.
No.
Okay.
You might want to talk to private lots while you're gone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's another option.
Just seems that there should be a place you could put your car, yeah, to guarantee.
Yeah, and I cannot give you a definite answer on that one. That's, I could just give you the suggestions.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to share with me about the tow of your vehicle?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm going to find that the evidence in the record shows that on the morning of December 7th, your vehicle was parked on the street in a temporary no parking area. The notice was conspicuously posted and was in place for at least 24 hours before the vehicle was towed. The temporary no parking restriction was therefore enforceable by tow. I know that this isn't what you were hoping for, but I find that the parking officer who ordered the tow followed all the relevant laws and rules, so I'm required to find that the tow was valid. I'll send you a written copy of the decision once I write it up. If you do think this decision is wrong, you have the right to appeal it to the Multnomah County Circuit Court. That process is known as a writ of review, and there'll be some information in the order about that. Thank you for being here today, and I'm sorry that I couldn't make a better result for you. But thank you, too, for being here today.
Thank you.
Thanks.